This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Former Orlando Pirates coach, the current coach of the Uganda Cranes, Miyotins Radovich. Coach Micho, how are you?
Very well. It's an honor, pleasure, and privilege being with you, greetings to all your listeners, to all the lovers of the beautiful game of football in South Africa and generally in sport. It's nice to be with you.
I missed this greeting. I used to hear this greeting all the time during post-match conferences, late night in Orlando. I don't hear it anymore. I miss this greeting.
Look, you know how life is leading different directions. I'm physically not in South Africa, but let me tell you that my soul, my football soul and my football spirit are present there. I'm following every single step wherever ball is kicked in Zansi, and from distance I'm following, and with spirit and with football soul present.
I believe that you are following because I saw your congratulatory message this past weekend. Happy Jele, a player you gave a debut to, making 400 appearances. I mean, a tweet doesn't say enough, but just to get from you, Coach, when you see a player like that, you've seen him since he was a little boy, to go 400 appearances at Orlando Pirates, just let us in on, you know, working with him, the kind of player he is, and did you think he was going to make it this far?
Look, some players are destined for greatness, and when you look at 400 matches, someone would think, but it's really not easy to stay in such a giant club like or institution like Orlando Pirates is. 400 matches is really an achievement, especially that in between he had some injuries. It could be even to 500. So. Masterpiece of lasting is a special masterpiece in football because people can shine for one, two seasons and disappear. But lasting 15 years is a special achievement. I remember when I have seen him first time in training, I have seen when you look into the eyes of the player, and by the way, it's almost same time they had the debut in Orlando Pirates, with Senzo Meiva. May his soul rest in peace. I regret that he himself has not followed together because I'm convinced until now they would together celebrate that achievement of going 400 matches. However, it was not meant to be. And looking from this distance, I really need to give a credit to him for stretching himself over all the human and sport limits on one side, to all the coaches that have coached him, and of course to chairman and all the people in management that had trust, confidence and belief in him to have a touch of maturity and seniority that at present he's giving to the team.
Coach, we miss you here. Do you miss us?
Of course I miss all of you. South Africa is a special country. You know, I had chance to travel in 50 out of 54 African countries. And when you see the way passionately you love the game, the way ordinary people, you know, people, I believe that I'm also ordinary in a way. I have never counted myself as a celebrity. This is why a sound of ordinary people has always been a driving factor and inspiration. And this is why South Africa and South African football are special. This is why you have the most competitive league on the continent, unique on this planet, because no other place on this planet could be stand still and people sitting together, Kaiser Chiefs and Orlando Pirates supporters, and not having any problems. Anywhere else on this planet, it could be a civil war. But in South African football, miracles happen, and exactly those miracles are in passion with which you love the game in your special way. This is why I have a special respect for all of you, my football family.
And how do you feel every time, you know, there is a possibility of a job in South Africa and people are, you know, mentioning you, always throwing your name in there? Is that something that says to you, maybe one day you might make another 10 in South Africa?
In life, you never say never. However, I have, same like 2006, I came, I felt that special taste of South African football. I have been for 10 years absent in order to go on African football studies. Now, once more, I'm on African football studies, and I would never close the possibility of coming back to South Africa. However, I need to tell you that I'm fully focused on where I am at present with mm-hmm. Uganda, and I do not see myself, because I'm in a project that is ambitiously called World Cup 2026. And when you have that in mind, it's meaning that my job, especially after retirement, you have in Barcelona post-Messi era, you have in Uganda post-Onyango era, because he has retired and several of his friends. And now making the new team while entering in the highest competition, World Cup qualifiers, is not a walk in the park. I'm seriously in the mission, respecting that that people respect me and they want me. However, at present, fully focused and concentrated on the job at stake.
Okay, Coach, I told you that the fans, they still miss you. They still want you here. And I'm still going to talk to you about your work in Uganda. There's a voice note here. Let's take a listen, Coach, because the people miss you, Coach.
Hey, Maskepe, kia limo, Soshanguve. My question to Micho is that, is he still very close to Coach Rulani after whatever happened at Orlando Pirates? Thank you.
Coach?
All what I have to say, I have the highest degree of respect to Coach Rulani. We have been in very close relations during Orlando Pirates times. I have gone away. My duties and responsibilities do not allow me to be in close touch. However, I need to tell you that there is no person on this planet with whom I'm more free to laugh on the things that only two of us, we could laugh. Mm. So very correct, respectful relations, not so often, but whenever we hear from each other, it is a reminder of past times in the most positive way. And as a colleague, really wishing him all the best in the job he does now. I am where I am, he is where he is, and this is how life it is. Life puts us in such a positions.
And Coach, in South Africa, you have had a couple of near misses, Coach. I mean, with Orlando Pirates, obviously, two stints, very close to winning trophies. It didn't happen. Is that one of your unfinished business, if one can put it that way, to say that you'd want to come back and win a trophy? And maybe just to get it from you, Coach, how do you feel that, especially in the second stint, that you were unable to win a trophy with the Buccaneers?
You know, in the last 20 years since I'm serving African football in five different countries, I have won 17 trophies. Unfortunately, South Africa, for a whisker, ran away from us. Final against Chipa, where we played without Munetsi because of red card, to the end in historical match. League situation where we had everything at stake until 84th minute when we conceded a goal against Cape Town City. It was something that will stay as a wound. But there is no football person on this planet that has no some wounds. However, wounds you are healing with looking for something that will heal your wounds. And medicine is time. Medicine is other achievements. For whatever I have missed, I have immediately put in my CV winning the Egyptian Cup. And let me say so, I need to be sincere to you and to your listeners. It is a wound that I hope one day I will succeed fully to heal. And healing is the only way coming back and proving the point. When this will happen, only Almighty God knows. However, in football, never say never. South Africa lives inside me with all the passion for the game. And I would never close the possibility of one day coming back to the country where passion is inspiring and driving the football to be loved in a special way.
And coach, I think maybe just to touch on two players that you coached at the Orlando Pirates, and none of them are at Pirates now, and you coached them in the Zambian national team, Justin Shonga as well as Augustine Mulenga. Were you surprised that things didn't necessarily work out for them at Pirates?
Look, I have no right to touch that aspect. I have seen that Diego Mulenga succeeded. However, he's injured now with
AmaZulu.
With AmaZulu, with Coach Benny McCarthy, and I see that really struggling in a way. However, I believe that his return back could play an important role. Let us not forget that he has been first assistant of the league last year. I deeply regret Shonga was showing an amazing potential in a way and being very instrumental in our two runs running, fighting with Nodi Sanders for the trophy. However, in a way, himself has pressed some wrong button and switched himself from destination he was destined to the greatness. I don't know really what happened to him, why all this happened is really for the analysis, because I believe that he's a good, talented player that had huge space to improve and room to develop. However, I wish him to bounce strongly back, because back bounce ability is a special quality in any sportsman. On the other side, I need to say also that I'm extremely proud with the relations that I kept with the players that have been in Orlando Pirates and that are not anymore in the Orlando Pirates. You know, very often I'm getting calls from them wherever they are playing, from Cape Town to Durban. For example, Memela is very well known as a junior Micho. So we are very much in contact. And, you know, after all the stress, tension and pressure that football is bringing to all of us, fighting for the results and whatsoever, it is that after football life that we are having where we really keep very good relations. And this is something what I'm really very much proud of, because I have always liked to say, I do not coach the players. I really love them, and I love every single player that I have coached, and also love every single player that I have competed against, because it is masterpiece on sport that you can't be great if you do not respect your opponents. So whomever, from the point of coaches, I have been sport opponent, whomever I have played against, and whomever I have coached, I want to this moment to use opportunity to greet all of them and to tell them that my heart is one very big room where I keep all of you.
And there's one coach that I left for last, played his best football under you, was named the footballer of the season when I think he was playing under you, Tembingo Siloch. When you look at, you know, the players that you coached in your second stint, you know, where does he rank, Lodge?
He has a special place. Nyosolowski, Nyoso, is a special player. You know, diamonds are really special and need special polishing. The way he has played that time when I was there is something that I really need to express gratitude and appreciation. He has really made the difference and showed to everyone that he really deserved to be the player of the season that time. However, I see after it is something that is not a question of quality, it's a question of combination between being unlucky with the injuries and being a bit mentally down in any way. Because once you hit that height of being player of the season, it's very hard to reach that, but it's even harder to maintain that and to keep up being best player of the season. So So hoping that with management in Pirates, with coaching in Pirates, as a supporter, because I have put respectfully my jersey of the coach away, but jersey of supporter I still keep. As a supporter, I would really wish him to recover as soon as possible, to come back, to bounce back, and to show to everyone that that season when he was Player of the Year was not a fluke, but it was really proof that he is top-class player.
Okay, Coach, let's move to your job now with Uganda. You spoke of the post-Dennis Onyango era, and I know that in Uganda they didn't want him to go. They still wanted him. Did you also maybe try, or you accepted that, no, the man has retired, let's allow him his retirement and focus on you know, young stars and also players like Ismail Watenga?
You know how it is. No coach would not wish to have him back. However, Dennis Onyango is more than a goalkeeper and player to me. He's a family member. Him and his four kids, his wife Barbara, are my family in any way. Since his days from Uganda, coming to St. George of Ethiopia, where I was coaching, and together with Coach Pizzo Osimane and Stan Matthews, picking him from the SECAFA Club Championship in Jerusalem, and coming to South Africa, he was really under you people in South African football, growing from being boy to becoming the serious man. And he has decided, having in mind that there are certain issues that have happened in Ugandan football, he has been the captain of the team. And being captain of the team is not only carrying the armband, but is also the issue of him carrying on his shoulders all the teammates that have pushed him to ask for this, ask for that. So he was really fed up of carrying all this. Very, very unfortunate. He would play a very important role in a transition period that I'm having now. Of course, we have tried to convince him. However, he has been officially, by the Parliament of Uganda, recognized in his retirement, and now returning him back, all that has officially been done by the country would need to be cancelled. However, he has offered himself, and I have personally named him invisible technical director of the team, and he's helping me so much. I believe in a family atmosphere. I believe in a relation where senior players are supposed to lead newcomers, and he's doing a wonderful job even from distance, playing for Melody Sundowns and serving diligently the team, but also helping to Uganda and Ugandan football as proper Ugandan patriot. So this is present situation with him.
And Coach, you started your qualifiers there, two draws. Do you feel you could have gotten, you know, something much more than that? A draw, you got a red card against Mali, another draw against Kenya?
Look, we are in transition. As a team in transition, you need to stretch yourself over the limits and try the best. Our backbone of our team are a few players that are middle-aged in any way, and they have a few years more in the legs with national team. And also several players that are from the team that has played the finals of under-20 this year in Mauritania against Ghana. They have reached the finals of under-20. So this is a generation that is supposed, together with these more mature and senior players, to lead the team. We are having all the aspects, however, fact that several, especially attacking players, have been clubless and in a transition, changing the clubs and whatsoever, put us that our ammunition up front was not enough. However, we have kept in identity, keeping the clean sheets. One decision of the referee where he pointed on penalty in Kenya, then he changed his decision in a funny way, has played a role that we could not win there. And also playing against a top-ranked team in our group, Mali, at home, and playing over 40 minutes with a player less, very unfortunately, put us in position that we could not stretch our limits and go and score that needed goal. However, we shall be very competitive. We are having very important matches against Rwanda, home and away, now in October. We are preparing ourselves much better. We want to maintain our defensive fluency, in keeping the clean sheets. However, we want to improve the sharpness and effectiveness in going forward and scoring goal and goals. So this is exactly the mission that I'm in, that I'm going to sleep with and waking up with that problem, and I need to sort that out. And this is why I personally believe in power of coaching beyond anything, that we shall succeed to whatever is right, to keep it up and upgrade, whatever is wrong, to correct and to make it right.
And you've got, you know, some talented players in your squad that allow you to do well. When you go forward, I mean, are you going to maybe sometimes rely on some of the players that you had in your first stint? Or, as you say, are you moving so, you know, more heavily on trying to put together a new team for Uganda?
There is no team on this planet that has succeeded to remove all the players and to start totally new team. We need to exist in balance of maturity and seniority, and on the other side, fresh blood and juniority that is coming in the players that are hungry and thirsty of the success. So when you have that in mind, we are really looking to find the formula. It is at all not important. We are not looking at the individuals at present. We are looking at the team, because I could not say to anyone that I'm doing something if we do not achieve the results. And achieving results is the first target. Those results could be achieved only with the football. We need to improve so much in the aspect of going forward and being effective in front of the goal. And this is what ultimate target is. We shall rely on whatever we are having. We shall not go back and look off on recycling the players. We have already established team that needs just to be strengthened. Some of the players have just found the clubs. And exactly this will play a very important role in our outing, a double match against Rwanda in October.
And coach, before I let you go, I'm sure you would have seen in the news, Roger Disa, the latest South African to go to Egypt, where you've worked before. He will be the assistant coach to Carlos Queiroz at the national team. Just what do you make of that move, you know, having worked there, and what would you say he can expect from the Egyptians?
Well, first of all, I was just now with Coach Pitso Mosimane in Egypt. Few days back, we have met and had a long football discussion with my football brother, and the way I'm calling him chairman of African coaches. When you look at everything, I remember even himself, we had a long conversation even before he was going to Akli, in order to present him and painting him the inside picture of Egypt and Egyptian football, not exactly of Al Ahly. I was in the other giant, in Zamalek. So painting that picture, I'm very happy to see that him and his technical team are doing very well. And this is a perfect platform that will coach Carlos Queiroz, that has been in South Africa, that in a way knows Pitso. Will have a cushion that will help him and softer landing into the Egyptian football. And when you have that in mind, it's very nice to see that that Roger Dessa is reactivating himself fully after recently, if I'm remembering, he was more going to administration with that Cape Town team. So looking at everything, I personally, I'm very happy to see. I have special respect to Roger Dessa, having in mind 2013, he has with Orlando Pirates reached the finals of the Cup Champions League. And he has exactly played against Al Ahly. Now he's coming to Egypt to end territory that will not be easy, however, because demand is unbelievable. You know, if you think of pressure in South Africa, multiply with 10, this is the pressure in 100 plus million Egyptians that are demanding, and everyone has his own idea. It is 100 million coaches that are always questioning any decision you are doing. So maturity and seniority of Carlos Quiroz and his experience with Portugal, with Manchester United, with Real Madrid, with Iran, with Colombia recently, with South Africa in its own way, plus experience of Roger De Sa could be a winning formula that could Mohamed Salah and Pharaohs of Egypt bring to the track of going to the World Cup and turning the dreams of Egyptians into reality. I believe in that and I give them an absolute support in order to succeed in their mission.
And coach, are you surprised that the former players, especially as well as the media, have been hard on Coach Pitso Mosimane despite winning the league before, winning the Champions League? Because he has been criticized over and over again. And having been there, are you surprised that this has happened?
I'm at all not surprised because I have been in the same pan I have been fried. So I know all these things. However, the certain specific is much easier for me from just across their Mediterranean to understand. And Coach Pitso has been in Greece that has similar Mediterranean culture that are having Egyptians in a way. And it's much easier for him to adjust, acclimatize and adapt to the conditions and demands. It is very important in life. It's not about what he's saying, but who is saying. And for him, his president, chairman Bibo, former player that understands football deep inside out, is his main protector in the club that has so many politics, that has so many former players talking sense and nonsense. There is constructive critique that Pitso is fully aware and is doing very well. I have been with him. I have seen his state of mind. He really knows how to handle the situations. This is now coming from his maturity and seniority in coaching under the stress, pressure and tension. But in the same moment, he needs to understand, and we have fully agreed with that, that he needs to make a proper filter with himself. What is important to keep in his head, constructive critics, what is destructive critics, so simply not here. He has first time, because when the other player, Valia, was coming, it is Pitso didn't bring him. First time, it is now. Pitso was coming on the team that has already been established and recruited. So it was not possible too much to change. However, with Miki Sone coming and Percy Tau coming, those are first two players that he's bringing. He could, with that player, Absha, that is most creative player in their team, they could make a triangle where Pitso could make his style of play. And only from now, he could be properly judged in establishing his game model, his style of play and whatsoever. Until now, he was practically reaching team that has already been recruited and just looking for the results. And it was not easy for him, after winning the, and this is what we have also concluded, CAF Champions League. It happened that he had 9 matches at hand, playing every 2-3 days. And the biggest pride for him is to see that his players, in a blink of their eyes, in face expression and body language, they have given everything. However, it was not easy in 9 matches to come and reach with the points against Zamalek that had huge advantage, rested team and whatsoever. So losing the league was a learning lesson, but winning the CAF Champions League in 2 occasions, that has not happened since 2013, is a huge achievement that gives him credit for the times ahead. However, in club like that magnitude you are having, you win very normal. You are drawing, you have huge question marks. You are maybe losing, you are having a revolution in the club. So wishing him sincerely all the best. I trust that he will succeed in that mission to be the best ambassador of South Africa, South African football, and all the South Africans, and overall, I want to call it Sub-Saharan Black Africa, because his arrival to Akli, I regard same like of Barack Obama becoming the president of America. That boundary that he has crossed as the first black coach to coach Al Ahly is a huge achievement for humanity, for all of us on this planet, that I'm extremely proud of that, and I really wish him all the best of luck in his future challenges and assignments.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. That is Milutin Sredojevic, the former coach of Orlando Pirates.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.